It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. If you suffer from anxiety, I would love for you to call in and tell us your story. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. You're like, what the hell is anxiety? Well, when you wake up after a drunk night out, do you ever find yourself worrying about all the horrible things that you might have done?
No, because I'm responsible and I don't get so drunk I don't know what I did.
Okay, well,
every party has a pooper. That's why we invited you, party pooper.
Well, yes, Liv is always blacking out and browning out. I'm above that now. I'm too old.
Yeah, wow, but you so pretentious.
Yeah, well, okay. I am.
Let's say it doesn't
it's
involve
not fun
alcohol
for me.
If you take an Ambien, fine. If you don't remember, like in texting people, that counts
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right. Taking an Ambien right every night is fine.
It's a party for me every night when I take my Ambien because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, same thing. It doesn't matter if it's a drink or a pill.
Okay.
But you have that where it's just like, oh crap, what the heck happened? According to a new study out of the University College in London, it's very real. The researchers say the more shy you are, the more that there's a bigger probability you could suffer from it. Now, nobody on the show actually, Pork Chop, man, everything comes back to you. Pork Chop, you seem like the shyest one out of the show.
What?
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of timid. You know what I mean? Like Liv, when you get her going, oh, watch out. Alex, same thing. Me,
Pork Chop is
too.
The most introverted.
I wouldn't necessarily call that shy. I'm definitely not shy at all.
Well, here's the thing. I think we've all had a story where like you wake up the next morning and you're like, oh, crap, what happened? And I'll give an example for me. Anytime I go out and I remember what happened, where I kind of brown out because I remember some things, don't remember the other. The first thing I do is I go to all my social media and I make sure, like on my stories, the first thing. And I've had stories I'm like, delete, delete immediately. Like alarms and sirens are going off. I'm like, this is not good. And then you like freak out, you flip up, you see how many people saw your story. You're like, oh God, no.
There it is, right on top of your boss.
Yeah, you just hope somebody didn't screenshot it or like grab audio of it, then you're screwed. Liv, the partier on the show.
Yes.
You ever have any of these moments?
Oh my gosh, like every weekend in college. Like, are you kidding me? Well, anytime you wake up and you don't exactly remember the ride home, you immediately have anxiety because you're like, how did I get here? Did I Uber? Did I walk?
You teleported. It was like Bugs Bunny. They threw down that black hole. You jumped right in.
Yes, maybe that. Or also when you go and you reach for your phone and it's not there, immediate anxiety. You lost your phone, or if you don't have your wallet or your purse.
Do you have all your cards? Like, did you
exactly
lose this card, your ID?
Exactly. Instant anxiety. Also,
sounds like Liv and I have the most of this.
Yeah. Also, like, I remember in college, like, if I was, like, browned out, so, like, I wasn't, like, blacked out, but, like, I remember having conversations with, like, everyone that I had a conversation with, but I don't remember what was said.
Yes.
And you get the faint remembrance of talking to your crush, and you're like, oh, crap, what did I say to them? What did I say? And it's immediate anxiety.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Does anybody else listening to the Joe and Alex Show suffer from this? And maybe you can give an example of what happened. Because I've had a few times. I remember, I think, my bachelor party, which I think is an excuse to have that happen. I don't know why, but I started, like, judging people. Like, I was just like, ugh.
What'd you do on your bachelor party? Because I don't think I know.
It was lame. I had to. Well, the one I had in Evansville, Indiana, was kind of lame. That's where I used to work back in the day before I got married. And then I'm originally from Michigan, so I traveled back there.
What do you do there in the middle
buddies
of nowhere, Indiana? Do you go to a Red Lobster or something? I mean, like, what is it?
They still don't have a Red Lobster, but they're okay. Working on it. It's going to be kind of cool one day when they get one, I hear. No, we just went to the main strip. Every city's got, like, a little bar area, and that's where we went. And we just went to the different bars, and it was a small town, and working in radio, I knew everybody, so every bartender gave me free shots. I ended up getting left by all my buddies. They all ditched
That's
me.
That's a good sign.
And
wow.
I called my wife at like 2:30 in the morning. I'm hammered, by the way.
Oh, my God.
And she didn't answer the phone.
This is so awkward.
So I ended up getting a ride home from one of the bartenders at like 4 in the morning.
Why
but
did
I was
they
just,
leave you?
Because they were so drunk, too, that they all just got, like, half the guys got picked up by their wives. It was just a bad, bad bachelor party.
Oh, my gosh. That is so unbelievably, like, cringy.
What do you mean cringy? What's wrong with that?
It's just so awkward, like, why your friends would do that to you.
Well, they didn't ditch me like they didn't like me.
Well, that's what you think.
Tracy on Twitter says, LOL, once in college, I woke up on a couch in a frat house bathroom alone without my phone or wallet.
Okay, first red flag is that you're at a house that has a couch in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There's bathrooms in our there's couches in our bathrooms here at work. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's not.
Yes, there is. Have you been inside the men's bathroom?
There's a couch.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I have heard you one time see the chair that's in the woman's bathroom, and you were like, you guys have a chair?
It's like an old computer chair with stains on it.
Right.
I think somebody's using it for something else.
Oh, ew. Gross. Here, I found an extra stall.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
What's coming up in the garbage, Alex?
Taylor Swift may be a secret FBI agent. This celebrity got hit by a car on his bike, and one of your favorite reality shows is taking a break.